Ever wonder why people are so drawn to alcohol? Where that attraction comes from? Late last summer, Alexei Mero was in the Ugandan rainforest, collecting chimpanzee urine. The most consistent, predictable time is in the morning, he says. Just like people, the first thing they do when they wake up is they go pee. Mero, a PhD student at UC Berkeley, had a few collection techniques. One involved catching urine droplets from the chimps overhead, in a plastic bag, stretched over a forked branch. Sherif Anamaganda, a PhD candidate at the University of Michigan, assisted in the field. She explains, you need to make sure you're not going to be splashed. But plastic bag pee is the best pee you can get, and it's also the sample that will make you most proud. Because it's not contaminated, and it can be collected quickly. Each time the team got a sample, Alexei Mero tested it, to see if the chimp had been metabolizing alcohol. Chimpanzees consume about 10 pounds of fruit pulp per day, on average. African star apple. It's delicious, too. I tried some, he says. And when fruits like this ripen, they can ferment, producing alcohol. In primates, it could be that, when you smell alcohol, that means that's where the sugars are, a shortcut for getting more calories, perhaps. Though, to be clear, primates aren't likely consuming enough to get drunk. But maybe it's this association with a sugary reward that explains where our attraction to alcohol first originated, and why we still gravitate toward it today. Sherif Anamaganda says great apes provide quite useful windows into human evolutionary behavior. And for this project, it's about where love for alcohol might come from. Previous work showed that many fruits that chimps eat contain a good amount of ethanol, but the team wondered if they were actually consuming it. Hence, all the urine collection. 17 out of 19 chimps tested positive for ethanol, and at least 10 of those contained a concentration equivalent, in humans, to having had one or two drinks, says Alexei Mero. It's too small a number to say anything definitive, but it is tantalizing that our ancestral diet may have had similar alcohol just baked into our everyday existence, perhaps leading to our modern attraction to the stuff, except that today, we can produce and consume it at much higher levels. The research appears in the journal Biology Letters. Kat Herbeta, a primatologist at the University of St. Andrews who wasn't involved in the study, says, this will open up a lot of really exciting new avenues for us to understand both chimpanzee behavior, but potentially some of the evolutionary origins of rituals and social rites of passage that are really important in our own culture. 2. Our next step will be to determine whether chimps prefer the fruits containing alcohol. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.